The following is a presentation of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled Technology User Group. For more information about the Technology User Group or the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, please visit our website, lbph.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in boy, P as in Paul, H.maryland.gov. There you will find out information about the Technology User Group archives, in which there are many. And you will also see the schedule for the remainder of 2022. That's right. All the calendar dates have been filled with a upcoming event. So if you want to see what those are and see which ones appeal to you, you can go visit the website and see those. And good morning, and thanks everyone for coming out on this snowy day, this snowy, miserable, wintry day, as the last breath of winter is here. And I want to start off by saying that there's so much that happens from month to month in the groups that I may start having it more sort of like a Saturday morning magazine in which start talking about a new app or just mentioning an update or things of that nature, just so that you can be aware of what's going on in the technology arena and be prepared. And also you'll find out little bits and pieces of information that might benefit you personally or may benefit organizations or groups that you're associated with. So the first thing that we all know, or most of us probably are aware of, that the iOS 15.4 comes out next week, and it's supposed to incorporate a gender-neutral voice for Siri. If that's something that you're interested in, then you may want to grab the update and be able to start using it. Also want to let you know that there's an interesting product that we're going to take a look at later in the year, but if you want to get the head start and really start using it, there is a labeling product called Navi Lens. That's N as in November, A, V as in Victor, I, Lens, L-E-N-S, and it's all one word. Navi Lens is a very useful labeling product as well as a navigation tool. I would strongly urge you to go to YouTube and look for the Navi Lens demonstrations and maybe even start practicing labeling with it, because it really is the fun thing. What makes this so different from the other labeling tools that are out there is that your smartphone does not have to be all that close to the label in order to read it, which is great. But that's not why we're here, is it? We're here to talk about the Victor Reader Trek, what it is, what it does, and how useful is it for the price tag that's associated with it. So let's talk about the price tag first, because that's a big deal. So when the Victor Reader Trek first came out, it was a lot higher than the Victor Reader Stream that we are also used to, and even for many, the Stream was a bit on the pricey side in a sense, and so when the Trek came out, it really did not receive a lot of purchases. So the price has steadily increased over the years. It had not gone down, and no new model has been forthcoming from HumanWare. So a lot of the agencies now are starting to give Victor Reader Trek to their students, to their patrons, to their constituents. And so I felt it was time to revisit the Victor Reader Trek and see really if it's worth the $849 price tag that it's now gone up to. Seems to me like when it first came out, it was in the $500 range, $5.50, $6.20, somewhere in that neighborhood, and now it's up to $8.49. Well, let's talk about the website. You can go to humanaware.com, and the Victor Reader Trek can be purchased on a 12-month no-interest plan. So you're actually paying $70 a month for 1 year. So if that's something that is doable, that you actually have a major credit card, because I don't think it's going to work on a bank card. So if you have a credit card, you definitely have that option of getting the 12 months and being able to buy it that way. But is it worth it? It's always the big question. So let's talk about what does the Victor Reader Stream offer. Well, first of all, the Trek in particular offers Bluetooth. Well, a lot of people like having the ability to connect Bluetooth headphones, Bluetooth speakers, those types of devices to their A devices, to their Google Home devices, and to for their own personal enjoyment. So it's definitely something that is popular. It has a large internal memory. And when I say large, I'm talking 32 gigs. So that's a lot bigger than the Victor Reader Stream was offering with its, you know, 4 to 8. And so a lot more podcasts, a lot more books can be downloaded and put on the internal without having to transfer them over to the SD card, which is kind of nice. Now, in the material, it says that the Victor Reader Stream can support a 32 gig SD card for the external memory. But the truth of the matter is, you can put in a 256 gig external memory card. It will say media error, of course. Well, that's a lot of, it doesn't really support it. But then if you press the 7 key and go to format SD card, you can use a 256 gig SD card. So that's pretty neat. And of course, like the Victor Reader Stream, it supports the NLS material, Bookshare, Newsline, has the podcast and radio and the world Daisy sites. You can still do searches on Wikipedia and Wiktionary and those types of things, record notes and music from the radio if you want to. The text type supported. So we'll start with text. So anything that's in text, you know, it goes into the $VR text folder so it can read it properly. And that is the BRA files. It can do BRF files, which are Braille files. It can do the DOCX, which are the Word files. It can do FB2, which I'm not familiar with. It can do HTML, RTF. SES3, text, and XML. Again, all those would go into your text folder. The talking book formats are DAISY 2, 2.02, the NISO Z39.86, 2002/2005, the NAMIS 1.1, unprotected, EPUB 2, right, unprotective, EPUB 2, LGK. Audio it supports is the AMR 2, the MP3, the MPEG, the M4, the M4A, the M4V, AUG, Vorbis, WAV, and PCM. So those are all file types that it can handle. And so it really is quite a large number of files that it can handle. I noticed, though, that sometimes, for example, if you get a podcast that's in an M4A or in an M4V format, it may download to the podcast folder on the Victor Reader Stream, but in order to play it, you need to transfer it over to your SD card. So just be aware of that. So those are some of the things that the Victor Reader can do. Let's talk about its design. It's in the typical, it's a handheld device. It weighs probably less than a pound. It measures about 6 inches by 3.5 inches by 1.5 inches, 1.75 inches. Has a typical keypad layout for like your phone would have. You have those 12 keys, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 5 has a double bump on it, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have the star, 0, and pound sign. Above that 12-key keypad, you have 3 keys. One's a square, one's a circle, one's a diamond. The square is typically your go-to button. The round button deals with its orientation, whether you're on the Wi-Fi side, the non-Wi-Fi side, or orientation for GPS. The diamond is usually your bookmark option, although it has different functions when it comes to the GPS. Below the zero, and there's a separate space below the zero, there is the sleep button. If you hold it down, it's how you set your time and date. And then you have your rewind, play, and fast forward buttons down at the very bottom. So it's play, stop, rewind, and fast forward. On the left side of the unit, you have your on-off button, and you have two arrows. On the right side of the unit, you have a record button. And so those are basically the features of the Victor Reader Stream. Of course, you have your headphone jack, 3.5 in the front of it. Of course, it's Bluetooth compatible, so you have options when it comes to connecting your Victor Reader. So, if you're not going to use your GPS or you're not going to use it anytime soon, you can disable it by going to settings and it will save you some battery life. So, just know that that can be done. Also, know that your maps are stored in the internal memory, so you may not have exactly 32 gigs of space available to you because your maps is taking up part of that space. And so pretty much for the rest of the presentation now, we're going to talk about navigation. We're going to talk a little bit about navigating files, documents in particular, real quick, and talk about navigating our environment. So going to be a couple of interesting things to talk about here. So the first thing I have is I have a Word file, a DOCX. There is a publication that I put out 4 times a year called My Technology News. And what My Technology News is a newsletter letting you know how to do basic things with various devices. So people can subscribe to the newsletter if they want it. I think it's also offered as we're working on podcasting for the library. So I believe the My Technology newsletter is also available as a podcast. And hopefully we'll have that connected to Apple soon so that individuals using the Victor Reader will be able to be able to search and subscribe to the library podcast. But right now, as of this recording, that is not in effect. However, you can go use Spotify or one of those services to find the LBPD podcast Beyond the Stack and be able to know what's going on with the library. But I have a document here, and it's a My Technology newsletter, and it is, of course, has its headings and all those types of things to make it easier to navigate for us. And, of course, if you have a document in your text folder of your Victor Reader Stream, you can also navigate through it by heading also. But sometimes it might be a little tricky because your file may not be your Victor Reader may not be where it needs to be as far as being able to navigate by heading, and I'll show you what that means. So here's the document. I just press play on it.
Winter 2022, a service of the technology user group.
And if I want to fast forward, if I want to skip to the next article.
At the Maryland State Library.
In a perfect world, right, we would hit the 6 key and it would go to the next
library
heading.
For the blind, feel free to share this newsletter.
But all it did was go to the next sentence. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we don't have our level set correctly for navigating this by heading. So I'm going to press the 2.
Screen.
I'm going to press it again.
Level 3.
And it says level 3. I'm pretty sure that's not right, but I'm going to try it anyway. So
newsletter.
I'll play it again.
Finding audio disrupt. Android users have access to Ultimate.
And as you see, no, it did not. So I hit the 2 again.
Level 2.
And we go up to level 2 navigation. I hit play.
Alexa is the operating Android user. My technology.
And now let's hit the 6.
Finding audio described contact. Many individuals who are alone.
6 again.
Android users have access to Ultimate.
And you can see.
Alexa is the
jumping by article.
Wearable.
Which is what we wanted.
Our technology devices.
So when you're using a Victor Reader Stream and you want to jump by heading in a Word document, you need to be at the navigation level 2. And you can get there by pressing the 2 or the 8. And, of course, the 4 and the 6 will skip you backward by article. There's also some other things in here, I believe.
Level 1. There's a character.
Transmit, they spell. T-H-E,
word.
And receive information useful to the wearer. Such devices include.
So you do have the spell option. You have the word feature.
Go to percent. Search in text.
Include. I
am. You have the, if you hit your square button that's above the 1, which is usually the go-to, you can actually search for a specific word, like chapter, or something like that. So it's very useful. Of course, you have the bookmarking feature as well with the diamond keys, and you can actually bookmark a specific section that you want to be able to go back to, those types of things. And, of course, you saw that by going through the different levels, by hitting the 2, that one of the levels is spell, so you can actually get up to a word that maybe you're not hearing correctly, and you can spell that out and those types of things. So very easy to navigate a Word document on the Victor Reader, either the Stream or the Trek. So it doesn't matter which one you have. It should be able to navigate in the same manner. Now, if you're doing a Bookshare book or a book that's in DAISY format, then it pretty much does work quite similarly. So let's take a look at what it does with a DAISY book. So now that we have that little lesson on level navigation and things like that, we're prepared for a DAISY book now because we know that books can have different levels of navigation. And so that we know that 4, 6, back and forth, 2, 8, up and down, very important as we navigate through a Daisy book, and this is the Bookshare Daisy book. And if I press the play button.
National Academy of Sciences. Notice.
Now if I hit the stick.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of the Table of Contents. Genetic Engineering of Viruses and of Virus Vectors. A preface. Peter Valle's the asterisk.
All right. So we can see that we are, in fact, moving through by section, which is great. But let's see what other levels we have here.
Orientation. GPS, right?
I didn't mean to hit that.
Offline book.
But
offline
I did, Bookshare. Right?
Bookshare.
All right. So here we go. Back to Bookshare.
Finalize.
And we hit the two.
Level one.
And if I hit play and then hit
six. The asterisk. At site-specific integration by adeno-associated virus.
And it's going by sections. And if I arrow up.
Character.
Hit up. Again, we have the character.
Spell.
We have the spell.
Word.
We have the go by word.
Sentence. Line. Phrase. Page.
If it is designed by page, we can go by page. If it's separated out. Most Daisy books that I found don't have that page option. So just. It would be kind of cool if everything was broken down by pages, because then we can go to a specific page and be able to navigate, which would be great, especially for if you're doing term papers or something like that, and you can go to a specific page to get your information from the indexes, you know, that type of thing.
Double.
So you see, there is no level 3 navigation for a Daisy book. So we have 2 and 1. So we can go through it by the articles or the section. And that's it. Again, we've got the same features. The go-to, let's see if we can find, if we can look for a specific word.
Go to page. Go to heading. Search in text.
And we do.
Search on Wikipedia.
Which is great.
Search on Wiktionary. Go to page.
And it gives us a couple of options of going to Wikipedia or going to Wiktionary should we want to get more information. And of course, you have your bookmarking feature, which you can look.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark. Go to bookmark.
And there you go, all the bookmark options. So that is navigating through Daisy book, which we don't really have time to go through it any more in depth than that. So we're going to move on to the navigating our environment at this point. And I know there's questions that are probably piling up, and I apologize for that, but I think it's best to work our way through this first and then have questions at the end, because we do have, I want to make sure that all this information is put out there first, and then we can maybe find some answers to some questions. So let's talk about navigation. One thing that it suggests that you do is to make sure that you have your Victor Reader connected to Wi-Fi from time to time so that your maps have the ability to update and be ready for you. I'll talk about some of the problems that I've heard people have had with navigation later on. The square button, you can go to your roots or your landmarks. Well, I should say landmarks first, and then if you hold it down, you can go to your roots. So if you have recorded landmarks or you have recorded roots in your already on your screen, then you can go to those. The diamond button, you can record a landmark name or record an entire route. Yes, you can actually record your entire route by, if you hold down the diamond key, it will let you go through that whole process. So you can store it and use it again in the future. And Really? I mean, if you want to, it doesn't necessarily have to be an outdoor route. You can record an indoor route, too, but you'll just have to be a little bit more verbal about what it is that you're encountering. So, pretty handy. What else is handy is the 9 is the backtrack key, which means it will retrace your steps. So if you're out and about and you take a wrong turn somewhere and you're just having a really hard time being able to backtrack or having a hard time finding your destination and you're like, well, let's backtrack and go home, you have that option by pressing the number 9. It's fantastic. 5 is where am I? So, for example, if I press the 5 key, let me sure I'm on.
Orientation.
Yeah, I passed the 5.
Right in northeast, near 5476 Mystic Court.
And
Mystic Court.
It has me a little ways down the road, but that's okay. You know, you're inside. It's not really that big of an issue right now. If I hold down the 5 key.
What's around? 3 items. 1. 5,525 Mystic, Connecticut. 2.
Path to Mystic Court.
3. Longfellow Elementary School.
So there's 3 things that it sees that are close.
470 feet.
And that I can navigate to. If I press pound, it will give me the option of navigating to those particular landmarks. A couple of things real quick. The 6 will, if you hold down the 6 key, it's going to lock you into open space. So if you're in a park, or an open space, a campus, and you're going to go locate buildings specifically, you can have it in that open space and then once you find the building that you wanted to go to, you can record a landmark name and set it as a landmark so that next time you can navigate to that particular building and not try to coerce you into getting to a street. Because, like I said, some campuses are just open space. They don't have streets running through them. And I'll talk about the ones here, you know, our demo for today here momentarily. So that's nice that you have the open area navigation. What is also nice about the holding down the 5 key is...
Dead end on Mr. Court.
Hold it down.
What's around? 3 items.
3 items. But if I hit the 6... Now hold it down.
Extended 6. Search.
We have something called extended search. So if I hit pound on this.
Select search type. 2 items. Search by category.
Do I want to search by category?
Search by name.
Or search by a name. So let's go back to category.
Search by category.
And our categories are. I'll hit pound.
Select a category. 15 items. Landmarks.
So landmarks.
Transportation.
And now I'm hitting the 6. Transportation.
Food. Banking. Health. Shopping. Lodging. Education. Leisure. Sport. Business. Feature. Public administration. Automotive. All categories. Landmarks.
So if I choose the all categories, it's just going to go by whatever's closest first, I believe.
All categories.
So let's see what happens. I'll hit pound on this.
Searching. Please wait. Please wait.
I've never done the all categories before, so... I had no idea what to expect, because normally I just usually pick one. So I had no idea it was going to cause such...
Wait. 1. 5,522.
Yes. It's doing them in sequential order. as far as what closed.
3. Longfellow Elementary School. 4. Bridge 1. 5. Bridge 2. 6. Bridge 3. 7. Bridge 4. 8. Columbia Montessori School. 9. Harper's Choice Middle School. 10. Cedar Lane School.
I can see a lot of schools in this particular area before you get to any stores or anything. So anyway, if I wanted to go to one of these places, I can just hit the pound key.
Press confirm to start instructions.
Press it again.
Please want pedestrian guidance to Cedar Lane School. Please head southwest towards Mystic Court, crossing Mystic Court on your right. Next instruction in 227 feet.
So I can go ahead and preview this by just hitting the 6 to see what all is involved, because maybe I don't want to, maybe there's, I'm crossing streets that I don't want to cross or whatever. So let's just see what else is involved here.
Please head west towards Mystic Court, crossing Mystic Court on your right. In 158 feet, turn right on Mystic Court. Mystic Court in 201 feet, turn left on Hayes Spares Drive. Mystic Court crossing Hayes Spares Drive. In 475 feet, turn left on Elliott's Oak Road. Case in 588 feet, go straight on Elliott's Oak Road. Elliott's Oak Road in 270 feet.
And let you know what intersections you're going to be crossing.
Elliott's Oak Road crossing Elliott's Oak Road on your right. In 232 feet, go straight on Elliott's Oak Road. Elliott's Oak Road crossing Hildebrand Court on your left. In 435 feet, turn right on Harper's Farm Road. Elliott's in 535 feet, turn right on Beaverville Road. Harp in 251 feet, go straight on Beaverville Road.
So there you go. You have an idea of what's involved. And it's kind of funny because if you go down behind the houses, they have a series of paths. Walking trails, and one of those walking trails will take you to Harper's Farm Road without you having to go crossing all these streets. So in some ways, if you can figure out which path takes you to Harper's Farm Road, you can really save yourself a lot of steps. Well, speaking of steps, did you know that the Victor Reader Trek has a pedometer built into it? Yes, it does. And you can get to the pedometer through the settings. So let's take a look at that real quick.
Guiding to a landmark. Press confirm to stop guiding.
Yeah, I know.
Guiding to a landmark. Oh. Route deactivated.
Thank you.
Explore.
So,
12 items.
Go to settings, which is the 7, which is usually typical for Victor Reader's navigation. A lot of this stuff is fairly intuitive.
Landmarks, routes, import and export, verbosity, distance unit, haptic feedback while navigating, voice auto switch, about, reset pedometer.
Let's see what that says.
Pedometer has been reset successfully. Explore.
Oh, I just reset it. I didn't mean to do that.
Get in on Mr. Court.
All right. So let's go back to settings here.
Import and exit verbosity. Distance unit. Haptic feedback while navigating. Voice auto switch. About. Reset pedometer.
All right. So.
Reset GPS position. Update GPS satellite to GPS.
So those are your options here. So we'll talk about the pedometer here at the end. But know that it's in there and that you can measure your steps and how fast you're walking and do those types of things. There's something else in here I wanted to mention.
Update GPS. Reset GPS position. Reset pedometer. About. Voice auto switch. Haptic feedback while navigating.
Yes. Sometimes maybe you have a hard time hearing which way you want to turn, or maybe those types of things, and you want to have the vibration set to let you know that you need to turn left or right, you can definitely turn that on in the Reader Trek, so that's kind of helpful. So what we're going to do now, there's two outings here. I'm going to do my outing first because I did the open area outing, and then we're going to hear an outing that's way more involved than I was willing to do. So let's check this out. So real quickly, the pedometer is accessed by pressing the zero key and then pressing the right arrow twice, which would be the six key. So it gives you your steps, your walking speed, your how long it took, your altitude, all that fun stuff. But let's take a look at walking in an open area. So let's set the scene here. Behind the house, there are a series of trails that lead to bridges and streams and lakes in Colombia. So as you go down the hill, behind the house, there are four bridges in a row. They are labeled Bridge 1, Bridge 2, Bridge 3, and Bridge 4. And I had done that using the landmark option. I then held down the 6 key to lock the open area, so it won't try to put me on a street, because we're not dealing with a street, we're dealing with what some might call a park, let's say. I then press the go to button, which is the square button above the 1. I choose my landmark. I press pound. I press pound again to confirm that I want directions on how to get to said landmark. And just for fun, I have on my phone the Microsoft Soundscape going, where there is a beacon set to see which one of them is going to come the closest to finding it. And here's what happens. Okay, we're going to take this. We have the beacon going. And you can hear the Victor Reader. And we're heading to Bridge 1, which is directly ahead of me. Let's see if it gives any deviation. So far, that's good. Which I just left. So that was about 10 feet off. So that's not overly bad. You hear the lawnmowers in the background. A little closer than that, actually. So far, the reader is doing a pretty good job here. About 15 feet off. Now we're going to hear from the Florida Vision Technology Center as they take a walk to CVS in a much more industrialized setting.
Now, with the orientation mode, someone who's blind or low vision can use the Victory to track as an accessible GPS. Let's go ahead and toggle that mode real quick.
Orientation.
Searching for satellite.
Here we go. So the Victory to track is searching for a satellite. Once it connects, I can do things like find points of interest that are around me. I can find out where I'm located, and I can make custom routes, custom landmarks. I mean, it's a really cool device. For this demonstration, I'm going to walk down the street and let you guys see how this works.
So the first thing we're going to do to create a custom route is press and hold the diamond key on the front face of the device.
Press confirm to start creating a new group.
All right, let's confirm.
Write your group name.
Walk to CBS. So now the route's starting. I'm just going to raise the volume real quick. Now, what's really cool about the Victory to Check is that it's going to remember my step on this route until I press the diamond button again to finish it. So let's go for the walk. As we're walking down Oakland Park Boulevard, it will announce different places. As you just heard, it said bus stop 72 in my voice as I have it marked. We're coming up to an intersection. Victory to track kind of up a little bit so I can hear it. It does have Bluetooth capability, so if you have a Bluetooth headset, you are able to connect your Bluetooth headset to the device. I'm gonna follow the grass right here. A little more quiet. I don't feel blind and deaf. And as I'm walking, this GPS is memorizing all of my steps. Okay, so we're coming up to an intersection. It is a hot day in sunny South Florida. All right, wait a sec. Sounds good. Go ahead and cross. Cool. We are on the other side of that T intersection for the three-way. As you can hear, it is announcing points of interest as we're walking down the street. It did say something was to my left, but I couldn't hear it over the traffic. Coming up to a four-way intersection. And we will cross with the flow of traffic. All right, here's our four-way intersection. The flow of traffic is good for me to go with, so we'll just go ahead and take it.
Alright,
made it across safely, we're still alive, and we're going to keep walking.
So it's letting me know that there are landmarks detected.
Forward. All right, let me see where I'm at. So here's the curve. We don't want to go off the curve.
Back to
again. It's announcing what's to my left, more points of interest. All right, so we're coming up the T intersection, a three-way.
Intersection, West
Oakland
Park Boulevard crossing stage
with no name on your left. Name on the left side. Alright, wait a second. Yeah, the
vehicle go.
Sweet. Follow this curve to the left. Again, it is memorizing my steps. I want to go ahead and stop the recording. I'm going to go ahead and press and hold that diamond key again.
Please confirm to stop it.
Press confirm. So now, just to see if I've created it successfully, I'm going to press and hold the square button.
On a stage with nine selection, seven routes, short walk, walk to
CBS.
There it is. Very simple, guys.
As you can hear, Jose and I both made it to our destination. For me, I can say that the GPS on this particular day was accurate within 10 feet, which is about the best you can do. But it can be off by as much as 30, which puts you on the opposite side of the street. It may even put you on another street. So 30 feet can, depending on how close it is, together streets are, in some areas, it can be a little tricky. There's also the problem with the satellite going all out. Can definitely be affected by tall buildings and very branchy trees. I have not had it go out on me on the trails. But I will say that it will not connect to satellite while I'll have the machine in the library. It will not connect to the satellite indoors. And that's not even that tall of a building. So there are some issues that you have to work out and decide whether or not you feel like the efficiency of a GPS or the Bluetooth or the internal memory, whatever it is, you know, does it justify what you're paying out? And certainly something for you to consider and think about. And I guess we'll unmute here and we'll take some questions.
Give me just a second, everyone, and we will make this happen. A lot of keystrokes involved here. So if you have any questions, you can press star 6 to unmute, and maybe I might have an answer for you. Or maybe it might take a little more research, so give you all that opportunity. I do want to thank you all for coming out this morning and listening to the presentation. Hopefully it has helped you to make a decision about the product. And that's really the goal of the presentation, is to be able to help you decide whether or not it's a product that you want to invest in or not. Again, if you have any questions, you can star 6. It will unmute you.
Thank you for this presentation. My question is, so what I hear is that the Victor Leader is only as good as the content within the satellite and or the connectivity to the satellite.
That would be true. Like I said, as far as it, in comparison to other GPS apps that you would have on your phone, it's very similar. It also has a car mode that I did not talk about, but you can, it will do directions in the car as well. It will automatically switch to car mode whenever you're in a car, because it can tell by how fast you're going that you're not walking, you're in a vehicle.
I have a comment.
Sure.
I'm very surprised that I don't think I've ever gotten 10 feet. 30 feet is, from what I found, is a normal terms of accuracy.
Yeah, 30 feet, is, as you know, is really, really tricky when it's 30 feet, because you can be almost anywhere.
Yeah, well, I found that if you know your route and you know your streets, that it's very helpful, because it will tell you when you're coming to the intersection. But I would be very iffy in an unknown city using it strictly as a guidance.
Absolutely.
And it does some funky things. If you're sitting in one spot looking for a landmark, and you sit there long enough, it will tell you you're there. And I'm not quite sure how or why it does that. And I don't know
Definitely
if you've ever
funky.
Tried actually using their directions when it says landmark is at 3 o'clock. That's not real.
Yeah, that was, and it was doing that to me on one of my other trips, that it was saying that when I knew that what I was going to was relatively straight ahead, and it was telling me that it's, you know, at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. It's like, no, I don't think you're right.
No, I don't have
so
a smartphone.
You still have to use good judgment when you're out and about.
I don't have a smartphone,
I do like
so
the fact
this is my
you can
only...
map out your,
GPS,
you know, write down.
Thing.
You can even write down your steps that you're going to have to take to get to your destination if you want to be on the safe side. At least, I do like the fact that it also lets you know what kind of intersection that you're going to cross,
yes.
Which is helpful.
Now, I have the original.
You got to behave differently with the T intersection versus the four-way.
I have the original Trekker Breeze. And it's not any more or less accurate than the new one, and I was hoping the new one was going to be more accurate. So,
but again, does that speak to it's not the device, it's the information that's in the satellite?
Well, they're never going to make a device that is pinpoint accurate anyway.
Right.
Yeah, because they don't want it to be that perfect.
And I will say if you buy one for the money, buy the extended warranty. I'm having issues with HumanWare and a lot of their products.
You know, I had a question. Does HumanWare plan on adding any features? Like, I love the ability that it connects to so many services, but if it was possible to run maybe a media server on your PC, and just like it can connect to different Wi-Fi networks, it can find a media server and maybe you could stream from your own library. I think that would be pretty helpful.
I have no answer to that.
Okay.
I really have no idea. I always thought it would be kind of nice if it could connect to, Audible directly, or add OverDrive or something like that. It would be pretty neat, but there was some talk about them adding FM radio, but they didn't do that either.
Yeah,
so
they scrapped that.
So we'll see what the future holds for the product.
Yeah, that's what I said. You think they will, I know it's a lot of shortages on chips and everything. Do you think a newer version, maybe a second generation Victor Trek would be in the future? Or, you know, this is probably going to be pretty much it.
Or do like the SE20, you know, like the SE3 and come out with a somewhere of a more affordable version. You know, $849 is kind of a hefty price to pay for a device for anybody. Like I said, it's nice that they break it down and that you can do it month to month if you want to. That is a big help, but it's a hefty price tag.
Yeah, it's going up.
Oh yeah,
wow.
And there were some rumors about them coming out with another more of a stream type device, but they haven't done it yet.
Debbie Brown, I have a question, or I mean, maybe it's a gripe and sort of a question. Did you know the answer?
That's fine.
That
just remember you're being recorded for all to hear. And
that's okay. But I have trouble. I have broken more micro USB, and including on my Victor Reader Trek, which I can now not charge. And because I broke the micro USB, and I've broken it on enough Bluetooth headphones, so it's just me and micro USB don't get along. I've just got a little trouble with sort of an $800 device. Can't they use other
USB-C
kinds of connections for the
charging? You're talking about
it's
the charging port? Yeah, it's very finicky.
My stream is trying to break too. It hasn't yet, but I'm afraid it will someday too.
Yeah.
It's just there are better connectors out there. Why are we stuck with micro USB on it? Such a, it's kind of cheesy.
It is. I use magnetic chargers. That's how I avoid that. There's little tips you can keep in the
Those magnetic tips
board
that you can buy.
I don't know how those
really
work.
Well,
I don't understand what you're supposed to do with those. I've heard of them, and I think I actually have one somewhere, but I don't know what you're supposed to do with them.
Well,
the Hardbolt Corporation sells those.
Yeah, I know.
You just leave it plugged in there. You don't take it out, so that way you don't wear it, in and out, taking it in and out. You leave it there. So don't, you don't break it off.
Yeah.
You just leave it plugged in.
Yeah.
Right. You just leave it in there so you don't take it in and out.
This is Vinny Samarco. I have a comment.
Sure.
I read something on Blind Mice Make 'Em All, and they were selling something. There was a company that was advertising. I think it was called Tech Mods, and it's a charger for the stream, that you put the stream on top of it and it charges electronically without using, the box plug and everything like that.
Really?
Yeah. It was on Blind My Smart. I don't know how it works about it. I just saw it the other day. So I just didn't know if anybody else. The other question I had, I know this is a bit of the ant, not the satellite, but you mentioned, if you have a card that is bigger than the 32 gig, I have a 64 gig card. It plays on my stream, but it doesn't play on my Trek. I don't know how to get it. It says no books on it, but on this card I put 300 books, but I can't get it to play on the Trek. Is there a way to change that?
Not an easy way.
Okay.
Because you would have to transfer
everything out, you know, and redoing
all that
it
material to your computer or something like that, and then stick this card and format it in the Trek, and then transfer everything back, and then it should behave.
Oh, I see. Format in the Trek. All right. It's funny that the stream would play it, but not the Trek.
Yeah. Well, I've had, like, between the first generation and second generation, they had some issues sometimes with playing material. And then there's times when I had sent something to someone that had material on it, and they weren't able to access it, which was really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, comments, rude suggestions?
I don't know. Myself,
next
I was
month.
Just hoping.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking, I hope in HumanWare, I mean, if this reaches any developers, that they, I really think the GPS, like I said, is very quirky, and it doesn't work quite up to par unless you really know your surroundings. Maybe focus on making it more of a universal media reader, like I said, where you already can stream from a lot of different services. You know, like adding a media server, different things. And I guess it would justify the price tag a little more because, again, like I said, the GPS thing seems to be really quirky. And I never use GPS on my eyes.
Yeah, I can say, and the question that you ask yourself is, do you want your e-reader to have GPS in it, or is that something that you'd rather have separate?
Separate, exactly. Yeah.
Not
add too much.
I have another comment.
Sure.
If anybody's wanting the GPS, if you go on eBay and look for a Trekker Breeze, which is their first generation GPS, it pretty much works on par as to what the new one is, and you can get them for $100 or less.
I bet.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, it's old. I don't think they've supported it in 5 years or so. But
wow.
I have one, and it still worked quite well. And my Trekker, my Victor Reader Trek, I just had to send back and get it fixed because it died.
And that's what you worry about, because with the HumanWare product is the longevity of them, because you're already investing $849 in a truck.
Yes, and they want $400
for
me to
invest
get it
to
fixed.
Repair it down the road.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I understand.
What's wrong with it? $400 to get it fixed? Wow.
Well, it's 800 and something new, so.
Yeah.
The thing is, the extender warranty on the Victor Stream by itself is relatively inexpensive. So the extended warranty on a regular Victor is kind of worth it, but the extended warranty on the Trek is substantial. So,
and like the issue that Debbie's having with the connection, when you got to worry about that connection, charging it and then pulling out the plug, and eventually wears the pins inside the Trek down as well, and that's an expensive procedure to have done to your Trek too. If you have to replace that port in the Trek, it's pretty pricey.
Magnetic charges do work though. That's one thing I had in mind, and this thing I could never had any issues. So you can find them all on Amazon, maybe for $10 or something for a few tips, micro USB tips. With the magnetic wire, you just push it on in there and, disconnect the wire, leave it in, you don't have to take it out, and it does say wear and tear on the micro USB charging port. It really does work.
Yep, that's what I do. I leave it in there. That's what Miss Debbie needs to get. Just leave it in there.
Yeah, I'm just not, I think I did buy something and I couldn't understand how it worked. So you just get this, I just don't understand. So you buy this thing,
it's
and
magnetic.
Then you stick it in the, and you put it in the port, and then there's something that you
regular cord that you use to charge it with, you plug it into that tip, but you leave that tip in there, the magnetic tip, so it stays in there permanently so you don't have to keep taking it in and out to wear it out.
Right, so then when you charge it, you do what?
You take your cord that you normally take and put it into that tip to charge it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll
call me. Whenever you find it or you get some, just call me.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, because usually in the packet you get tips. It's several. You just get the one that has micro USB tips in the cable. Mm-hmm. Now, you, of course, need, you know, people have hundreds of the blocks that you plug into the outlet. So you just stick the tip into the track, you know, the USB
device.
Connection
mm-hmm.
at the bottom. And then there's a cable, which is magnetic. It magnetically mm-hmm. attaches to that tip while it's in your track. And then
right
you plug the other end of the cable into the charging block and then plug
and
it into
it.
An outlet.
That's it. You're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I'll
just
kinda
call
like
me.
Call
me. I kind of like this charging pad idea, though. That does sound interesting.
Yeah, I have a marble, like, it looks like a paperweight, and you can just lay your phone or whatever on there, and it charges it.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's slower. It takes longer to charge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah, well, if you're
I have a question.
Overnight,
is there any way to delete maps or turn off the maps on the track?
There is, and I have to do a little bit more research to find out what that is, but there is a podcast that HumanWare puts out under their, the HumanWare suggested podcast. It's called the HumanWare Victor Reader podcast, and it will tell you, that very first podcast that they'll download will tell you how to put maps on and how to take them off and how to move them over to your SD card if you don't want them internally. So I don't remember what that process is off the top of my head, but I will say that it is in that podcast.
Okay, I'll look it up. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of good questions, a lot of good comments, a lot of good feedback. I really appreciate you guys coming out today, and it was a really good good conversation. So thanks so much.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
your weekend.
Thank
we'll
you.
Do
Enjoy
it all again next month.
Yeah, stay dry.
Enjoy the snow.